Israel is in mourning after the deadliest day yet for Israeli soldiers since the invasion of Gaza. Funerals like this one in Tel Aviv were held across the country for some of the 24 soldiers killed on Monday, all but three of them in a single incident. Still, Israeli ground forces are pushing ahead, and the military says it has encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. NPR's Becky Sullivan is in Tel Aviv. She is joining us now from there. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
Hey. So I said 24 soldiers were killed on Monday, all but three in a single incident. So 21 died in one attack. Mm-hmm. What happened?
Yeah, this happened along the Gaza-Israel border. Israeli officials say that it happened between Gaza and Israeli communities. What happens, they say, is that a group of reservists were working to demolish infrastructure that Israel says had been used by militants. They were operating in a pair of buildings that the soldiers had rigged with explosives for demolition. But there were some militants hiding nearby, and they shot rocket-powered grenades at the building and a tank nearby. The building exploded and collapsed, and in total, between the building and the tank, 21 soldiers died. Hamas claims credit for this attack. Israel says that it's investigating. And then in addition to this, as you mentioned, you know, three other soldiers were killed in other fighting in southern Gaza. And so altogether, this brings the total number of Israeli soldiers killed since that ground invasion began to 221.
221. What kind of reaction are you hearing there in Israel?
This news comes at a moment when people here are starting to speak out against the war a little bit more. There were some big protests over this weekend calling for an end to the government of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So that's the context here. Today, I went to the funeral of Eli Levy. He's a 24-year-old captain who was killed in southern Gaza. And even though it was pouring rain this afternoon at times, there were hundreds of people there, including members of the public with little or no connection to him, just coming to show support for his family. And so I talked to a few folks there about their feelings, whether, you know, this deadly day changes anything with how they feel about the direction that Israel has taken. And opinions differed. Some people said, you know, this kind of war is hard, but we have to keep going. But another take that I want to play for you came from a 24-year-old woman named Abigail Shear, a former roommate of the soldier who died, or a former schoolmate, excuse me, of the soldier who died. And she said, on one hand, she believes that Hamas does need to be destroyed. But on the other hand, she worries that Israel's leaders have started to lose sight of what she believes her country is about.
There is a quote in Israel that says "Tov lamut ba'ad arzenu," which means it's good to die for our country. And I don't feel like this anymore. Like, is it good to die for a country that's not functioning, that celebrates the hate between us?
Becky Sullivan, I want to ask about the other development I mentioned, which is the city of Khan Yunis fully encircled now. What is the latest on what's happening there?
You know, Israelis have been on the edges of this city for weeks, but over the past 2 days is when they've really pushed into and around the city. It's where they say that the leaders of Hamas are hiding out. It's also a city where many Palestinians have fled while fighting in northern Gaza was intense. And so the people on the ground say the fighting is really intensifying there. And for instance, the United Nations tells NPR that yesterday the fighting hit a UN training center where thousands of Palestinians had been taking shelter, and they said at least six Palestinians were killed. And so now people are fleeing yet again. They're headed south, further south to Rafah, which is already incredibly crowded. The United Nations estimates that about three-quarters of Gaza's population has squeezed into the Rafah region. They're living in tents with no running water or electricity or really any belongings besides what they can carry. It is just a terrible situation there. And one last thing, Mary Louise, we talked about how many Israeli soldiers have been killed in this conflict. It's important to note that more than 25,000 Palestinians have been killed, according to the health ministry in Gaza. More than 70% of them are women and children.
Powerful reporting there from NPR's Becky Sullivan in Tel Aviv. Thanks, Becky.